Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode on this Tuesday as we praise God in prayer. We're praising God for His character that never changes. And we're praising God this morning for His peace. In John 14, verse 27, Jesus told His disciples and tells us, by extension, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And then later on, He says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." That's what peace is, and that's what Jesus and God has given us. In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 15, "And He's also called us to peace." And in Philippians 4, verse number 7, it tells us that the peace of God, the peace from God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And since it is a peace that surpasses our understanding, and it helps to guard our hearts and minds to not let them be troubled or afraid, we should praise God for His peace. So would you pray with me in praise to God for His peace? Father in heaven, we thank You for Your character and Your unchanging nature. We're so thankful that You never change because You are the God of peace. And Father, we praise You for Your peace. We do not praise the world for their peace because they do not have the peace that You have, that You've given to us. Father, we praise You for the peace given by Your Spirit through Your Word, its instruction for us, which helps to comfort us and give us that peace to not be afraid, to not be troubled, even though we face different troubles in life. Father, we praise You for the peace given by Your Son, given by His sacrifice, because it made peace with You. It allowed us to have peace with You through His perfect, sinless sacrifice. And Father, we praise You for Your peace given by Your Son and His request in John 14 for us to have that peace and His example on earth of the inner peace that He had among the trials that He faced. Father, we praise You for Your peace that You've given to us out of Your love for us. Even when we first were Your enemies, we were lost, and You have given us the opportunity for peace with You and to have everlasting peace with You and to be in harmony and unity with You forever and ever. Father, we praise You for Your peace and how it is given to us on a daily, on an hourly basis, as often as we need it. And Father, we thank You for its access and praise You that everyone has opportunity to access Your peace through Your Word. And we pray that if they do not have that access, that we would take it to them, that we would give them Your Word and help them to understand it and help them to know Your peace, which surpasses all of our understanding. Father, we pray that we would use this peace, that You would help us with this peace to guard our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, and that we would be guarded from the temptations and the lusts of the world. It's in Jesus' name and by His authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. Remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on You. Until next time. My soul.